The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to Hour 2. I wanted to talk real quick because it's interesting how Hollywood has the American people believing that if you're a Christian, like, for example, Exorcist, how the devil will just beat up on Christians. And I'm just trying to figure out which Bible they're getting that from. I'm trying to figure out which God they're talking about, because I know that there was seven sons of Sceva that tried that too, and it didn't work out too good for them.
Because...
But, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because they said, Paul, we know.
Amen.
Christ, we know. But you, we don't know. So if the devil's beating somebody up, it's because they're known of Christ.
Yeah.
They're one of their own.
Yeah. So let's do a little homework. Let's go back in history, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about Jesus, John the Baptist, the Jewish people of the day, and then I want to show you the consequence of those that actually had a part or are partaking in touching God's kids on this earth. And then what I want to do is I want to show you what happens to bad guys throughout history, too. Because, again, what we were talking about in the first hour was God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But what happens when, again, bad guys touch his kids? Here in Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. And Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and territory were turned over to Agrippa, while he and his wife were exiled and Antipas died miserably. Huh.
Doesn't sound like the devil's beating up God's kids there.
I don't think it's probably a good idea.
No, it's not.
But they always want to see how far they can go, and, you know, there's no such thing.
You know, I never heard that story growing up. I did hear about how Herod brought Christ, you know, basically gave the silent nod to his crucifixion, wouldn't stop it. But I never heard about him reaping this.
No, no.
And I believe in a righteous society, this is the type of message that you're giving right now all the time.
Yeah, you need to remind wicked men there is a consequence.
Right.
Like, for example, Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37-41, was exiled to Gaul, and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. I wonder how many people knew that.
No.
No.
I mean, you do read about Judas, who committed suicide, but look at everybody else who betrayed Christ to wicked hands that they knew were wicked, and here he's committing suicide as well.
Remember Pontius Pilate, he tried to disguise himself as a righteous man before the people, and he put his hands in the water, and he says, I wash my hands of this, I have no party. I have no partaking with this crucifixion, when in fact he's the one that was responsible, and God judged the situation accordingly.
That's right.
The Jewish people who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus. This is history, friends.
That's right.
I have these idiotic bloggers that put out there saying that I'm anti-Semitic. No, I'm a Christian. My Lord is Jewish. Just to clarify the ignorance that's involved with some of these bloggers. But the Jewish people who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 A.D., about 40 years after the passion of the Christ, the crucifixion. To the number of 1,100,000, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus into his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. Now, it's interesting because everybody's got this completely backwards. Remember when Jesus was going to the cross, and all them women kept coming up behind Jesus, and they were crying for Jesus. And Jesus looked at them, listen carefully, friends, those that ignore the truth and allow it to be crucified. Jesus said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children, because if they'll do this in a dry tree, what will they do in a green tree? In other words, when you have the light, this much light, and you reject the wickedness, and you let them snuff out the light, what will they do in a dry tree when the light is gone?
That's right.
What's the fruit of a nation that allows the truth to be crucified? judgment. Because as I've said so many times before, what you leave undone, according to God's commandments, God will at length do back to a people that didn't do the commandments that he commanded you. God gave not suggestions, friends. He gave commandments. And it's important that we listen to his commandments. And when we listen to his commandments, we're found in his favor. Look at David. A man after God's own heart. The sure mercies of David, ordered aright and sure. That was the covenant established with David. And look at how sure his life was. Because of the blood, and symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ, which talks about in the Bible over 444 times. Let's go on. What about the government back in the day? The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. I'm just going to say this slow so I can let it drop. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. Blatantly or inadvertently, either with their words they rejected him, or with their deeds they rejected him. They rejected Christ as God's Son. So, God said, in Jesus' name, in Leviticus 26, when you walk contrary to me, I'm going to walk contrary to you. Being content to have the emperor reign over them, rather than the meek king of glory, meek meaning power under control, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. Huh. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. What happens to a people that reject God's commandments? You reap what you sow.
Yep.
You fall into the hole that you dig, or you allow to be dug.
And you forsake the only one that would help you. Because, you know, one of the themes that you brought, too, through this whole entire time we've been touring out here in Maryland, is less than 3% of this country's population was used to establish this country.
Yeah.
And that now, under judgment, less than 2% is being used through different political agendas to destroy this country.
Yeah.
And, folks, I do want to say this, I mean, because I think about it for myself. You literally have to die to yourself to hope in those type of odds. Because when the numbers are against you and you're persecuted incessantly, it's hard to believe that there is light at the other side. You've got to die to yourself to believe Christ for that. And even to your analogy of the Rome Senate, maybe they thought, well, it's not even that big of a deal. What does this have to do with government? When you reject that light, that light comes back to condemn you. Because then when the day comes, when you need that help, you need somebody to grab your hand to pull you out of the hole, Christ is that somebody.
Yeah.
He always is. Historically speaking, he always is. When a nation turns to God, they're blessed.
Yeah.
So you forsake that God.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh.
That's right.
Amen.
It won't deliver. And time will bring you to that moment that it will happen, and you will be repaid. And it's not even necessarily that. Well, the point is that you've sowed it, and now you will reap it. And God tells you ahead of time, if you sow this, this is what you will reap. And God, in his abundant mercy, even to America multiple times, has said, okay, this is what you've done wrong. You've realized it. Turn to me. And then God would send another blessing. But we're at the point now where we're building casinos and bringing in gambling so that we can try to reverse our curse with a means of wickedness, not even pursuing the God of heaven who could possibly give the blessing. We're going to pay the piper, folks. But he can still turn this around. But we turn to casinos?
No, no, no. We want to use the devil's method to get ourselves out of the problem
that
we ourselves have caused by turning on God.
Yep.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to continue this discussion right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type.
The price paid by those that touch God's anointed, and it wasn't pretty at all. What's interesting about this is it came to my mind right when you were talking about what you were talking about, Jake, how you were responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is, do you remember John Hagee back in the day?
Yes.
The preacher down south?
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, ugly, whatever you might think of the man.
The Southern man.
He told a story back in the 40s, 1944, during World War II. He said that a bunch of boys left their church to go to war. Mm-hmm. And he said the church got together during the war, and they prayed. They prayed heaven down. Folks, it's not raising hell. It's lowering heaven on hell. It's kicking the hell out of the devil and putting the heaven into our country.
Amen.
Is what it comes down to. But interestingly enough, the church got together and prayed, and every single one of those boys that was sent to war from that church, every one of them came home.
Yep.
Don't tell him
he is
that.
A living God.
Yes, he is. He is, and no question about it.
He's alive forevermore. And that's the cure, that's the solution, that's how you can do things like George Washington did with 3% of the population win independence for people.
Yeah.
There's also a redemptive aspect to this. And we've had the chance to spend time with some of Martin Luther King Jr.'s closest friends and comrades, Andrew Young, Sam Kyle, etc. And also just folks that are involved in studying Reformation in any sort. There's always a redemptive quality. There's always this, and it's biblical too. It's completely in all the teachings when Paul preaches in his epistles. There's suffering, there's a long suffering, there's patience, and there's the cross, and there's afflictions. But at the end of all of those yep. things is absolute victory. A carnal mind looks
My
at those things.
My grace is sufficient for you.
That's right.
Yes.
A carnal mind looks at suffering, persecution, and the qualities that bring about redemption as, oh boy, that's the wrong road, because look at the bad things that happen when I walk it. Christ says, no, walk further, but by faith, because that's the only way you can see on the other end of that is my promise. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, faith sees before you get to the other end, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith.
Yep.
Faith sees the promise. That's why we walk.
You know, there's a...
Remember Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan?
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you see that light over there? He said, follow it. And don't stop until you get there.
Yep.
Stay on that same path.
Yep.
And Pilgrim, as we all know, mm-hmm. got off the path, but God corrected him because he loved him enough. In God's faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might mm-hmm. learn thy statutes. Mm-hmm. That is love.
That's right.
But we also understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Pilgrim kept coming back to that path because it kept seeing the end of his faith.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I mean, there's a certain portion in that book. It's the second most popular book in the world, yep. most sold book, next to the Bible. One of the times Pilgrim gets off of the path, well, he gets chastised both times, but one of the times he gets off the path, he follows what he calls as a shining one. But the devil comes in to make himself an angel of light.
Amen.
Gets off the path. What happens, and they took this out of the movie, but in the book, he literally lays down on the ground and is chastised by the Lord. There's literally a small section there where he's chastised so that he won't return upon that way again. Also, another thing. This is an analogy that somebody brought before, and we may have talked about it on the show, but there's planes, you know, the Air Force and things like that in the Navy that are flying in planes. When they're under the most attack, what does that tell them? It tells them they're right over the top of the drop zone.
Yep.
Because the enemy knows that this is valuable turf. Get him out of here.
That's really
good.
So
when you're fired on, you know you're over the drop zone.
That's right. And by the way, Pilgrim's Progress, speaking of John Bunyan, mm-hmm. the great English preacher, that's exactly right. If you look at that, remember even when Pilgrim was running to the door?
Yeah.
Remember the enemy was shooting arrows at him so he wouldn't go to the door.
Yeah.
It's when you are under spiritual attack that you know that you are being most effective. Many are my adversaries when what? An effectual door was opened unto me. Mm-hmm. When it becomes effectual, you go under spiritual attack. And the enemy tells you every single time, friends.
Mm-hmm.
So,
by that drop zone, by his attacks. But that's the other thing, too, is when you're not reading the Word, you would have no clue. You'd be completely lost in this and led
totally.
Astray. And that's why it's so important in education, just like Martin
Luther
said.
He's our leader
said.
In the dark. He really
completely.
Is.
Completely.
Yeah.
Because it is dark. I mean,
though
it's going to be
dark. I walk in the valley
dark.
Of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Hello, Psalm 23.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if you have in your culture, your society, you abandon that principle, it's just a matter of time. Again, you reap what you sow. And Christ is the one who brings us to the other side of that. And in Christ, we have all things at our disposal, if we're willing to suffer. Martin Luther King Jr. said, when a people get caught up with that which is right, it has to be right. It can't be wrong. You're going to suffer for doing wrong things. Somebody's going to say, you're stupid. Don't do those things because it's wrong. But when you get caught up with that which is right, and this is the second portion that so many people don't understand, so many pastors and everything, well, why am I getting this heat? When you get caught up with that which is right and you're willing to suffer for it, well, why would I suffer for doing right? Well, try it someday. Just
That's
do right.
right. Yeah.
You bring it up the other day when you were talking about, I never got in so much trouble in my life. When I was in the world, you know, drugging, doing whatever with the girls, stuff like that, what happened? Nobody had any issues with it. But after I came to Christ and I started serving Him, everybody's like, what's your problem, dude? What's wrong with you? Where are you at? Where are you coming from, man? Yeah. What, do you think you're better than us?
I remember, as a matter of fact, I'll bring it home. I remember several times. You know, every year I would call everybody in the family together for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And that's all that would happen is they'd sit there and talk about other things that were going on, family members, situations, personal situations, where they would just complain about everything. And it just got to the point where I said, I don't want to do this anymore. And I remember when I got saved, I mean, I really got saved. See, I know what I'm saved for because I know what I've been saved from. And I was born in the fire, not in the smoke. And once you do that, all of a sudden you begin to read the Word of God for yourself, and then you find out, wait a second, Mom says she's a Christian, my brother says he's a Christian, this. Wait a second, that's a lack of Christianity, and nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites mm-hmm. more than Christ himself did.
That's right.
And who are my brothers and my mother? Those that hear the Word of God and do it.
Yep.
And once I began to get into that life, the life of Christ, because that's where the life is, to he who hath the Son hath life, 1 John, that's when my mom started saying, well, the family wants to know what's wrong. What happened? What happened, Mom? It's the same thing in the professed church in America. What happened is I read the Word of God, and I see the Word of God is completely contrary to what you say it is. Because it's deeds, not words. It's actions. It's holiness. It's sanctification. It's going through the process. And I didn't see that, the process of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Most people didn't understand that. And I didn't neither until the Holy Ghost taught me. And that's what I learned, and I'm still in the process. But all of a sudden, everybody wants to know what's wrong with you. I mean, I think when I was in the world and I was doing the partying thing and I was seeing cops go through stripper parties and telling the drug dealers that they were hot, I mean, that's pretty normal. I think that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's normal behavior.
But once you begin to stand up and correct the problems, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everybody wants to know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Mom wants to know, why don't you want to get together for family dinners anymore? Because I don't have time for gossip.
Mm-hmm.
I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edification, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Well, they don't understand that. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I don't want to be a part of that. Because the Bible says, let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. Folks, he really is who he says he is. But it's like if you want to fill a cup of water and you put the cup on the bottom and you take the
pitcher?
Yeah, the pitcher. You fill it up with water. Well, if I keep taking that glass and moving it around on the floor, mm-hmm. I ain't going to be able to take that pitcher and pour it into that glass, am I?
It'll spill everywhere.
It's got to. That's right. It's got to stay still. And you have to draw a circle around yourself and tell the Lord to redeem everything within inside of that and basically bring a spiritual renewal within that circle that you have drawn around yourself. And then all of a sudden, you begin to understand what you didn't understand before, because now you're doing it his way, not your own way.
Yep.
And it's called bearing the cross. It's denying yourself and taking up the cross daily.
And until that point, there really is nothing at the end. Until that point, you really are worthless. You are unfit to serve humanity.
Totally. And listen to me. A man once said, Leonard Ravenhill was right when he said this. He said, the greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, make him holy, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation and make him effective for his purposes.
And keep him holy.
That's right. And keep him holy.
That's right.
That's right. It's not a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get cleaned up, you don't want anybody throwing their mud on you anymore.
That's right.
Friendship with the world is enmity with God. God said, come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Mm-hmm. And then I will receive you. Then you'll be my sons and my daughters. But again, most people don't get that far. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when
that's weird, man. That's like cultish or
that's
something.
Right.
Really? Really? But it's okay for Marilyn Manson to go rip up a Bible, promote Satanism, have sex with little 14-year-old girls, and there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Oh, no, that's normal. Completely normal. You brought up, this morning or the other day when you said, you know, you had made a statement, and it was like one of those hallelujah statements, and folks were not really catching on. I said, and you said, well, I know what the problem is. Maybe what I need to do is get a football in my hand and hold
that's
it
right.
up in the air, and then you're going to sing and rejoice. That's normal behavior, right?
Yeah.
Or
what we could do, Jake, is, you know, speaking of the world and the way that they rejoice, maybe what we can do is take our clothes off.
Yeah.
Just wear pants,
mm-hmm.
no shirt, paint ourselves half purple and half yellow, put horns on our head and shout Vikings.
Yes.
That's normal.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get excited over a pig ball, but let's not get excited over our country and the salvation of men's souls.
Mm-hmm.
Completely backwards, and you will be held responsible for your lack of responsibility
yep.
if that's the mindset. Because God means what he says.
Matter of fact, this is a quote from Joseph Warren right after the Boston Massacre, his oration on March 6, 1775. He said, our country is in danger, but not to be despaired of. Our enemies are numerous and powerful, but we have many friends determining to be free, and heaven and earth will aid the resolution. On you depend the fortunes of America. You are to decide the important question on which rest the happiness and liberty of millions yet unborn. Act worthy of yourselves. And folks, they did it. There's no difference between them and us.
When I come back, I'm going to actually expose what happens to the bad guys when they touch God's anointed. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Wow, good for them. Just looking through, going online right now, folks, just seeing what's hot right now as far as the topics that we talk about. And obviously, we don't go to the resources that most people go to. We want the truth, not the fabrications. But what we're talking about right now is just what happens when the kings of the earth, gather themselves together against the Lord and His anointed. And what's the response from heaven? Because a lot of times people will say, you know, I don't believe the Bible. It doesn't matter if you believe in the Bible or not. You don't have to believe in trucks, but what happens if you stand in front of one? It doesn't matter if you believe in trucks at all, right? So in saying that, let's take a look at history and see if the law is not true, reaping and sowing. You can go ahead and interject anytime. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane into an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. You ever hear about that?
No.
Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Did you hear about that?
No.
Through your history course?
No.
I didn't think so. Valiens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where, guess what? He was burned alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Oh, by the way, what is response from heaven? Oh, what was that? The Lord sits in the heavens and laughs upon them, has them in great derision, and waxes hot upon them. Wow, that's amazing. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Mm-hmm. Wow. Marie Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of those miserable ones. And soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow. When Fulton was asked how the starving populace was to live, he had the audacity to say, "Let them eat grass." Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass.
Yeah. You know, that just shows when tyrants think that, oh, the people, the peasants, we've got it all under control. Oh, no, you don't.
No, you're setting yourself up for
exactly.
Your fall. Yep,
you know, and some of these monkeys from the New World Order that want to create chaos and create mobs, oh, don't think that you'll escape one of those mobs.
No.
There'll come a day where you think you got it all figured out, and then a mob grabs and puts your head on a pike.
When you look in Scripture, you can clearly see that when God does judge His nation, His people, yes, it's harsh. We can read the Book of Lamentations. But we need to also look at how God judges the people that were used to judge His people.
That's right.
Because it's much more harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Nebuchadnezzar? He was God's servant to bring judgment upon His people. Wow. What was his end?
Well,
it wasn't good, was it?
No. His empire was actually stripped from his son. I don't know how Nebuchadnezzar died, actually.
I'm sitting here looking at you.
Yeah.
That looked like Bradley.
I don't know how Nebuchadnezzar died. But I do know that his son was in a room after his dad had gone and took all the spoils of all the nations.
Mm-hmm.
And he was praising the gods of silver and gold. In other words, his wealth. And he was drinking and getting drunk. And then all of a sudden, God's finger came and wrote on the wall. Scared him to death. Daniel came and interpreted and said, "Your time is over.
Amen.
You came and repent now. It's done."
Yep.
That night the Persians came in and took him over.
That's called transgression.
That's right.
When you know not to do something, but you do it anyways, is as if you're speeding down the highway and the cop is standing there saying stop and pull over, but you keep driving anyways. That's transgressing God's law. You are now purposely breaking the law, and you all well know what you do.
Yeah, it's
you know what you do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And in America, you do, too. We have so much light. It's the light that people have rejected that God will judge us on. To your analogy, too, I mean, what do you do when you're driving down the road, you know you're speeding, the cop pulls up behind you, he flashes his lights.
Yeah.
And if you don't step on the brake and pull over, you actually accelerate, okay, you just doubled your judgment.
That's right.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
He's right on your six.
That's right.
And you're not going to get away from it. Even if you're O.J. Simpson, you have a white truck and you keep driving.
Yeah.
He got his, too. He got stopped.
How did you pull O.J. Simpson? Every time I hear O.J., I always think of orange juice. Every time.
Instead of stopping for the police officers, what did he do? He just kept driving.
Well, he's probably afraid.
And driving and driving.
Well, at length he got his,
didn't
he?
Yep.
He's in jail again.
He's still getting it right now.
That's right. Let's talk about Voltaire. Look at this guy. He said he was going to take 12 stinky fishermen and make them the things of the past. In other words, extinguish their memories. How did Voltaire die? It was said that Voltaire, the great atheist that doesn't believe that his person exists, they said that when he was dying, laying on the bed, his nurse said it was as if to watch a man fall into the flames of hell. I don't know if people know this, neither accurate history, but let's bring some in so we can get real history rather than rewritten history. Mm-hmm. Folks, rewritten history is history written by men who hung heroes. Don't forget that. Okay? In saying that, Voltaire, on his bed, his deathbed, was calling for a preacher. I wonder why he would call for a preacher, because he knew within himself that God did exist.
That's right.
Because if he didn't, then what was he offended at? What a stupid place to put yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that
his
guy?
Whole
oh,
life.
Hang on a second. I'm just writing this down so I don't forget it. Mr. Benito Mussolini. We got to get him in there, too. But look at Voltaire, right? This is the guy that said he was going to eradicate the memory of them 12 stinky fishermen, right? But what's interesting, after Voltaire went to hell where he belonged, it's interesting that his house was actually used to print Bibles within 50 years after his death.
Right down in that basement of his.
Well, I wonder how the Lord felt about that. Okay, well, there's another house.
He showed
him print Bibles,
that's
right. Man. That's right.
That's right. I got to move this out, and I'm going to bring this in.
Yeah.
You know, in the Bible, too, it says that the Lord will have them in great derision. I looked up that word. Derision means to mock, to ridicule, and to scorn. God just doesn't say, oh, okay, they're going to drop off. No, there is a satisfaction. Just like King David said, surely there is a reward for righteousness. Surely there is a God that judgeth in all the earth. It's a mercy to the innocent who have been plundered and oppressed to see the folks that have been doing it get theirs. Now, if the folks that do it turn in repentance, guess what? They're going to bless those that have been oppressed, and there will be no need for satisfaction because judgment will have, or mercy will have rejoiced over judgment in that case by that person's hand. But not in these cases. I love reading this stuff because it shows how perpetual and perfect God is.
Okay, let's take another one, okay? Let's go to Benito Mussolini really quick because I want to get to the martyrs too because everybody will look at them and say, oh, yeah, but come on, you guys didn't win, you lost. No, that is the power of God unto salvation, friends. You think the enemy thinks, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have touched God's anointed, but they did it anyways. See, the secret and the mystery was, is that's the power of God unto salvation. Folks, it takes a martyr to move a nation. Never forget that. It takes a martyr to move a nation. Someone has to die before the power is actually released, it seems like. Mm-hmm. We have MLK.
Yep.
Okay? And what happened? You know what? The law served its purpose at end's length, but there was a price. There was a martyr. And we've seen all the way through the civil rights movement back in the 60s, there always preceded some sort of a sacrifice before another victory came. Martin Luther King understood redemptive power. Now let's go back in history again because I love this topic. What about John Huss? What did John Huss do? He was burned at the stake. What did he prophesy of, Jake?
The goose that would come after him.
100 years later, who came about?
Martin Luther.
What happened if there had been no Martin Luther, Jake? Where would we be today?
It's tough to say. We were in the Dark Ages. We may still be stuck there.
Correct. But we have religious freedom because of guys like him.
That's right.
John Wycliffe.
Yep.
John Knox.
John Calvin.
Our forefathers,
yep.
The Puritans, the Calvins.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you look at history, it seems that to understand redemptive power, there always has to be a sacrifice. And we see in the Bible, there were sacrifices constantly taking place. And we still see it in the natural today. We have a free nation. Why? Because of hundreds of thousands of men that have laid down their all to give us the freedoms that we have.
Yep.
And the question is what are you doing with those freedoms?
Mm-hmm.
Great topic.
It came to
love
the point.
The topic.
I mean, it came to the point even in our Revolutionary War or the War of Resistance when the colonists in Boston and in that whole area of Massachusetts were literally being plundered and looted by the armies. That's what it took in order for people to rise up. There was a redemptive power that went through all the colonies that said, if they'll do that to our brothers, they'll surely do that unto us. And we have compassion. George Washington raised up his own army at his own expense to go defeat those that were in Boston that were plundering his own countrymen. You look at the Pilgrims, what their sacrifice was, how many of them died, even coming over here to the American colony so we could have established what we have right now. There's always a redemptive sacrifice for anything that is good. That's why the danger is nothing is good unless there's a sacrifice of it. The Bible talks about quick gain is actually a cursed gain. Folks, in America, there's no Band-Aid for this. We have to suffer through this, and that comes to suffering to our own selves and getting on the right side where God is, and then reaping the reward of what we have redemptively suffered for, to stand for.
And because Ross Perot told the American people that you're going to have to suffer for 5 years, the people chose somebody else.
Some popular guy, isn't
it? Yeah, regardless if you liked Ross Perot or not. That's just a thought. You owe me lunch for that.
He gave us the spoonful of castor oil.
Did I just jump from Benito Mussolini? Did I bring it up? Because I said, let's talk about Benito Mussolini first.
Yeah, and then you went to John Huss.
I don't know why I did that. I'm so sorry, folks. It must be the coffee. It's the coffee's fault. Or it's Jake's fault. It's not my fault. Benito Mussolini, recent history in our time. We can go back and study the history. Benito Mussolini used to raise his hand towards heaven and say, in front of the people, if God is there, if God exists, then go ahead and strike me down. And it was said that he said it 3 different times.
Yep.
Wow.
I like that Marine.
Isn't that interesting when they spit against heaven, they do fall on their back, don't they? But what's interesting about Benito Mussolini, he was actually caught at the end of his life with his mistress, the woman that he was committing adultery with, and they were, by his own people, taken, killed, beaten to death, and they hung him upside down in front of the square for his whole nation to see that God is alive forevermore. Now, did God desire that? No. This man had the audacity to dare God's justice, and he found it.
So God put him in derision.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll come right back for our final segment right after this.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, if you'd like to, well, actually, we're in Maryland right now, that's broadcasting it. Live out of the Institution on the Constitution.
Yep, Institute
Peruka
on the Constitution.
And Peruka, actually, the studios of Michael Peruka, who was the presidential candidate for the Constitutional Party in 2004.
That's right.
Thank you, Michael. We just wanted to tell you thank you. A good shout out. A big shout out to Michael and his brother.
Amen. And they also do National Pro-Life Radio right out of the studio that we're doing radio right now. And the Institute on the Constitution. We've done their course. We've graduated a number of folks around the nation in learning your Constitution and the biblical base of which it was founded in.
If you don't know your rights, you don't
have any rights.
Thank you.
And if you don't have any rights, it's not a laughing matter.
Not at all. The joke's on you.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, we were talking about Benito Mussolini. I thought,
yes.
I love the topic because it's the pith and marrow of understanding Scripture.
It is.
Remember David said, I understood more than the ancients did because I kept the testimonies of the Lord. Mm-hmm. These are part of the testimonies of the Lord. And this, there's secrets that belong to the children of God that most men don't understand because they never dig that deep. They don't care to dig the gold up.
That's right. And that takes a little bit of time. It takes shutting off the TV screen. But I've got a great analogy, speaking of Benito Mussolini, who said, God, if you're there, strike me dead.
The most arrogant, prideful fool I think I have ever seen. Watch 2 minutes of his videos. The arrogance and the pride. Absolutely amazing. And then you have Mr. Mustache himself, Adolf Hitler, and Benito Mussolini. Mm-hmm. The fox's tails were tied together. Mm-hmm. They both admired each other, and yet they both hated each other, mm-hmm. and yet they both didn't trust each other. Well, how do you trust anybody?
Yeah.
when they lie. And especially, I mean, here's Hitler looking at him knowing he's a liar and a murderer. Mm-hmm. Mussolini's looking at him knowing he's a liar and a murderer.
Yep.
And they publicly admired each other, but secretly they hated each other.
You know, I think what Hitler probably did is every night he probably took off that mustache.
Probably.
And he said, you know, this is the most ridiculous thing. But boy, look at how stupid people are.
I know.
You know? Yeah. He puts it on his dresser. What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, why don't people salute
him? They salute me.
Yeah. Oh, but
if you didn't salute him.
That's right. But I don't know if people, I don't think people know this subject.
No, I didn't.
Did you know that in Germany, you know, you see all these people saluting Hitler all the time? You had to salute Hitler because if you didn't, you were fined. That was a sign of rebellion not to salute Hitler.
Yep.
Folks, so the world looked at Hitler like, man, he's got like mind control, a bunch of zombies. Yes, they were, but they were in complete submission to Hitler because of the fear that was perpetuated upon them continuously.
Yep.
Do as I say or else. And when Hitler first came to power, less than 3% of the population approved of him. They laughed at him, and it didn't take too long before he infiltrated government and he killed off all of his opposition.
Oh my gosh,
and it wasn't funny anymore, was it? Especially when he took his own country to war and look at the sacrifice of all of them men believing in a man that didn't know how to tell the truth.
Yep. And look at the time frame that he was able to do that in less than two presidencies.
Well, you know, I think this is important. I really do. And I think about this kind of stuff. Listen, if presidents want to fight,
yeah,
why don't we just go back like into the 80s? Do you guys remember the video on MTV when it used to be semi-good? And what Phil Collins did is showed a video of the American president fighting the Soviet president in a ring.
Yeah, Gorbachev and
that's
Reagan,
right. Why do millions of people have to die? Why don't we just stick the leaders in a cage?
Yeah.
Because the leaders knew that if they had to do the fighting, instead of sending your sons and your daughters, they wouldn't incite the war, would they? Yeah. Now, if we go back to our forefathers, we can see George Washington was the first in war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honorable.
But today, they
just send your sons. And then you have a Henry Kissinger that says your sons and daughters that serve the government in our country, in the military, he just calls them dumb animals that are being used for foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
He told on himself, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But he's the animal.
Yep, that's right. And he's a pedophile.
It was said of George Washington, he was the first in war, he's the first in peace. Because when you're in war, you realize, what's the alternative? Peace. That's what I want. First in peace and first in the hearts of his countrymen.
Yeah, that's honorable. And people want to get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, when the war was called back then, they were the ones to put up their lives.
Yep.
They put their heads on the blocks and said, no, let us go
first.
Now they say, no, your kids go first.
That's right.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, I mean, let's take that to modern history. And my history I'm talking about is a day old. They're finding out now that the Clintons, of course, and this administration knew about what was going on with the ambassador. And they knew everything that was going on. And, again, the story was all fabricated. Friends, just believe what you're told. But also remember, behind the scenes, they say, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. Well, it came back now, just like I say always. Just give it a couple days and you're going to find out what really happened. And what you're finding out now is they knew exactly what was going on.
Right.
Interestingly enough, too, the Muslims actually sodomized the homosexual ambassador that Mr. Obama Nation sent. That ambassador that he sent there was a homosexual. Why would he send a homosexual
to a Muslim nation?
To a Muslim nation where they're calling for his execution? Isn't that bizarre, friends? But he did it. Wow. And you have the homosexual communities hating your guts for telling them the truth.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they won't hate Obama. That sounds
like... That's advocating it. Yeah.
So
everybody calls him out for being sympathetic to the Muslims, and here you have the homosexuals playing up to him as well. It's like, how stinking ridiculous and backwards can a people be, dude?
Yep.
Wow.
It doesn't get any more backwards.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
But
you know what? They've been told.
You got it.
They have. And I've been faithful to them time and time again.
Yeah, and it's just like you said. I mean, we're out here right now. Robert Brodus, he happens to be a black man, and we're working with him and doing all these events.
The KKK thing.
And they called him a Klansman.
He's a black dude. And friends, for those that didn't know, the KKK is an arm created by the Democratic Party. See, they have to create sympathizers. They create the problem, and then they decry it.
Yep.
That's totalitarianism.
Sure is.
Create the problem, bring in the new order. Go ahead.
And that's the Hegelian dialectic. So going back to Benito Mussolini.
Hegelian dialectic.
Yes. One step forward.
Second to none.
As the tale goes, we're speaking of Benito Mussolini, of God, if you're...
No,
dead.
You're right. The tale.
That's
speaking
right.
of Benito Mussolini.
There you go. He was the tail end.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Yes.
As the tale goes, recently a young American Marine recruit was attending some of the local college courses, as he awaited his new assignment. He had previously completed several back-to-back missions in both Iraq and also in Afghanistan. One of his courses that he was taking was being taught by a professor that was known to be a strict atheist, as well as a supporter of the American Civil Liberties Union. During one of his classes, the professor...
Them guys are something, aren't they? Yeah.
During one of his classes, the professor decided to shock his class when he first arrived. He glanced up towards the ceiling and sternly commanded, "If there really is a God, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I will even give you precisely 15 minutes in which to do so." Silence fell around the entire lecture room. There was no whispering or talking of any sorts. The clock on the wall showed 10 minutes had elapsed. And once again, the professor stood up and proclaimed, "I'm still waiting, God!" Finally, it got down to the last few minutes of the challenge. And all of a sudden, the Marine rose from his chair. He got out of his seat, approached the professor, and proceeded to cold cock him. That means he punched him in front of the entire class, causing him to fall off the platform. The Marine then returned to his seat, folded his hands on his desk, and waited silently with the other students. Naturally, the remaining students were stunned and shocked over such behavior. Eventually, the professor came to and looked at the Marine in an inquisitive manner. "What is wrong with you? Why did you hit me?" he asked. The Marine calmly responded, "God was busy today protecting many American soldiers who are fighting to protect your liberties in this country. Even people like you that say stupid things. So he sent me to do the job."
Amen.
I love that
God's
job.
God's not independent of men, is he?
No!
He desires that, but he will act if he need be.
And he will.
The rocks will cry out if you
don't. That's right. The opportunity is ours, folks. It's not, "Oh, God, do this for me." It's, "God, will you send me to
Chinese,
do this?"
Crisis.
That's right.
Yes.
It's two characters. Chinese have those crazy words. Two characters. One character means...
The word crisis.
Yes. One
Jake,
character.
You look,
oh, my gosh.
You look lost.
Did I turn right? I turned
right.
No,
that's totally fine. So nobody can see you.
Two characters.
You look absolutely ridiculous, but they can't see that.
Okay. That's good.
I'm painting this picture right now. Do you want me to do
an
analogy?
Would you please? Because
yes,
I just had one of those brain
things. Have a definition. Two different characters in the word crisis. One is danger, and one is opportunity.
Thank you for getting me.
You're welcome.
That.
You
that
only
definitely dinner.
Dinner and breakfast tomorrow. Okay.
So, Robert Brodus, you don't owe Bradley dinner anymore. It's me that owes. All these people owe you dinner.
Yeah.
You help a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we're very appreciative of it, sir.
Who?
You.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me.
What?
I don't know. You know what's interesting? Can I be quite honest with you?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre, dude, because I'm out here, and in all honesty,
mm-hmm.
I'm out here just kicking it for the last 6 weeks, me and Jake have. And again, this is not merits us. But it's interesting that I'm out there doing what I do,
mm-hmm.
and I get on the phone with my family, and I'm really short with my family. And I need not be short with my family.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell my wife, thank you for tolerating me, honey, because I love you very much with all my heart. I really do. And I love my kids. And my kids call me every day and say, "Dad, I don't have anything to say. But I just want to tell you, Dad, I love you and I miss you." And you know what? And I get on the phone and I'm going from point A to point B. And I literally, I'm not frustrated because we're set on a really cool
thing. It's intense.
It is because it's one thing. Folks, right when we get off the radio, this is going to be the second tea party we've done in Maryland today. We are going directly from the studios right to another tea party. Not just a tea party, by the way. I'm calling them tea parties because that's what I know them to be, Jay.
You can understand.
You can give
right.
the specifics.
The Maryland Society of Patriots, and thank you so much, guys, for all of your work. And also Robert Brodus with the Protect Marriage Maryland. That's who's touring us around right now. So God bless you guys and all of you that we've just met recently tuning in today.
1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you on Monday.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.